Mr. Paul Dixon, who was not completely ready earlier. Do you want to ask a question?
On behalf of the Cree community, it's not a question.
Okay, so
all right, later.
Later on. Thank you, Mr. Dixon, but I keep your name. Mélanie Nipache, please. Vous inscrivez.
Hello. I just have a quick request on behalf of the elders here. I noticed a lot of them don't have the earpieces, and they're requested to submit an ID before getting one.
Yeah.
Can we perhaps, and a lot of those elders don't have access to their IDs at the moment.
I'll give my ID for all of you.
so
get
it's
some
okay.
And we'll make sure they get it.
Okay.
And if
some are missing, we'll see what we can do. Can you make sure that everyone has a headset? If these headsets are not coming back, we'll deal with this later.
Want to have access to translation, we'll have access, obviously, to translation, for sure. Oui, alors, Mélanie Nipoche. Oui.
Mélanie Nipoche.
The slide that says woodland caribou localization. What year is, what's the year the analysis that was made for these here? I think you have three slides there.
Yep.
Yeah, I realized afterwards that I didn't mention this, but the data we used are from 2004 up to September 2015, last fall. So you can't have more recent data than that. And they come from Ministry of MFFP, I think, in Chibougamau. But these are official data for sure.
Okay, so what you're saying is that it's recent data. Can
yes.
you confirm that?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
yes.
Thank you.
That everybody understand, it's hits from 20 callers. So each dot is not a caribou. So these are the hits of the 20 callers during the period going up to 2014 or 15.
Exactly, from 2004 to September 2015.
That's it.
And there was one telemetric point every 7 hours, so that's 3 points per day.
And okay.
20 GPS collars installed on adult female caribou. That's what it is.
Okay, thank you. I have another question. My question pertains to the impact assessment. It's on page 51. Hang on, I just need to pull it up.
I'll do the same.
So table 5.3.
Oh, hello. Sorry about that.
Okay, so I just want to understand how you measure the use of the territory by us Crees. I noticed that in the description it says camps, traditional activities, portage, path. So in the environmental value, it says high for camps and traditional activities. And then you have the portage path and ATV tracks. It says medium. And then it says the waterways. It says low. Now, my question is, how did you measure or how did you come up with, you know, high, medium, low? Can you explain to me, you know, the measuring of our hunting traditional activities in the area that it will be affected?
Můžem zvíjet den pomše en škoštadu nabil. Nzida i nu snizu ka vetok šukut nao ka jajmu tanen hao zizit nanog je جیبجویت مگ میگه جی جیومش تو کشیم نانو میگه بهتم زی چینود نه اندویت کو دادام د چینود اندویت کو نیوزگوی جه ویوزگوی جه چکه خون نبیا اگر نه بچن بچن انسات استود ایویم یانگیا اگه ویمش تو کیام مد و نشته ویمش تو کشیم مد و انت کتی تکزین سات استا تک بهتر و نه ایدش تو مدت مدن هاوز ایت سه جه میگیه نیوزگوی جه جی جه زین سات استا گاده ویمش تو کیام ده و نبیا اگره
I couldn't find a document what you were talking about, but I can only suppose that because at that time, personally, I wasn't.
Would you like to see the page that I'm looking at? I have it here on my phone.
Well, why not?
Yeah, what's the number of the page again?
Page 51.
51?
Yeah, it's a document from EnviroCree.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I can only suppose it was based on the interpretation of previous consultants that were working on the impact assessment. Well, it wasn't EnviroCree, but I mean, former coworkers that are not there anymore, probably based on their interpretation of probably previous maybe meetings with Cree that they had. I don't know if they had meetings with Cree when they did that. Well, I think they had. Yeah, there was consultations carried out with the Talmud. So maybe that's where it comes from. I'm not sure.
So how can we deem this a valid presentation of our hunting and traditional activities if you can't really give an answer as to how you came up with this data?
Well,
c'est une donnée qui est très difficile à mesurer.
This is very difficult to measure. Maybe this is a value vis-à-vis a traditional activity based on the capacity, the ability of people to carry this out. So this is not at all specific. It's really difficult to get more precise data. If this is a navigable waterway, probably that the potential is high. That's how the table was peopled, but there's no precision. You know?
Make sure you select the right channel to either have it in English or Cree.
What channel? Okay.
I'm also very interested in this question. What is the methodology you used to validate the information we have on this, the different values, high, medium, low, and was this methodology validated with the users of the land? Well, at the beginning of page 53, you see where the data come from. So this comes. Well, you have to be on the right channel, please. Yes. Do you hear me in English now? This is the English channel. Do you hear me in English? Okay. So, at the top of page 53, you have a paragraph that explains where the data come from. And activities on protected land has a value, higher value compared to land where it is not protected, of course. So that is how we compiled these values So if the waterways are in a protected area, of course, then they have a high environmental value. The use of the territory. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. I noticed that this impact assessment, it's very much based on quantitative analysis. The question I have is, how come there's no qualitative data, you know, as to the question of how our territories are impacted or affected, or the necessary steps of how we hunt, fish, and trap. You know, there's a process when hunters go out on the land. You know, that type of information is not in the impact assessment. It's mostly based on measurement, sequence, pattern, you know, numbers, you can say. But I noticed that there's no qualitative data as to asking the Tollymen of how do you hunt when you go out on the land. Like, it's kind of based on a number. You can't base hunting, trapping, and fishing on a number and how we go and hunt. You know, you wake up in the morning, you go and hunt. When the sun rises, you go out already before the sun even rises. There's no time or number. That's what I mean. That's what is missing in this impact assessment. Impact assessment
most of the statements, impact statements, are based on white man's calculation.
How come there was no qualitative data as to asking the Tollymen, you know, how they might feel about their trap line being, you know, when there's logging there? I noticed that it's very quantitative data mostly that you have. You know, how come you don't ask the families?
Well, as far as I know, if you look at the end of the document, there are appendices, and one of these appendices is minutes of meetings with Tollymen. So there have been consultations with Tollymen that were carried out previously, and there are different topics that are discussed, but as far as I know, Tollymen were consulted in the process of the impact assessment. And I even think there were some meetings here in Wuswanipi, information meetings and consultation meetings. Like I said, I wasn't there back then, but that's as far as I know, that's what happened. I can tell you what appendix it is. I think it's the last one. Appendix 11, which are consultations. Minutes of consultations.
Which page?
What page? Let me see. Yeah, it's an appendix.
Oh, there's no page.
No page, exactly.
But I notice in your research methodology that you use, it's mostly quantitative. It's just a comment that I'm commenting. How come we can't have more qualitative data is what I'm asking. There's mostly quantitative data. That's my comment. That's all the questions I have. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Monsieur Nick.